So I had a moment. I'm pretty sure I told you about this, but I definitely tweeted about it. I was taking Cal to the dog park, and what I'll do is I'll put him in his chest harness, and we scoot on over to the dog park that's like around the corner from us. And we're riding, and it's always funny because people see us, and they're like, oh my goodness, that's so cute. And fucking, we rode past Rachel Sennett, and she goes, oh my gosh. And I, like, waved. I was like, Rachel! And, like, but we were going opposite directions, oh, and there was, like, a
star-crossed
concrete divider between us. So it's like, I was like, do I turn around and go say hey?
You gotta
and
hop
I was like,
it, you know?
Yeah, I was already going too fast. I was like, fuck. But now, every day, I think, I'm like, I should have just went back and said hey.
That's right.
Cal could have hooked us up.
So yeah, we start to kind of learn some of the tea behind these people. We've learned that our lead character here, played by what's her name with the dreads?
That is she has a hard name. Mahala Harold, I believe is how you say it. Playing Jordan.
And then Amanda Stenberg was the character or the actress that I was referring to, but that she went to rehab. Yeah, we kind of learned this about, you know, her past, and she's had a history with drugs.
The actress that plays Jordan was recently in Leave the World Behind, which I haven't watched yet. And this is so obviously like millennial Zoomer coded here of talking about the group chat, what people did and did not see,
exactly.
What they did and not text in the group chat,
is
so like a current thing, you know, with friend groups. I'm just now noticing Pete Davidson already has a black eye, which is kind of like because he like, you know, whenever he's like kind of I don't know if that's like a clue on his kind of fate for later, but I don't know. I'm like looking at him, I'm like, he already looks dead, but that's also just Pete Davidson.
Yeah, isn't that kind of Pete Davidson's look, is just like recently exhumed corpse, you know?
Just go and find a katana, that's rich people shit, you know, just having swords laying around your mansion.
I've never done the
mansion.
champagne sword trick.
My dad's
Gurgis sword. Yeah, it's not a katana.
Yes.
It's a Gurgis sword.
That is correct.
But also, this is like kind of a public service announcement that this movie gives. It's like, hey, don't fucking play around with swords and sharp things.
And see, and like, we're already kind of like looking at, trying to look at like some of these details that are going to come up later, because this is my third watch of it. And I remember the second time I watched it, I had even more fun kind of knowing, because the whodunit, I think, is done really well the first time you watch it, of kind of watching this mystery unfold. Giving you a little bait and switch with it, you know, thinking it's more of a slasher when it is a true kind of whodunit.
But on a rewatch, it's more about
on
the
a
relationships.
Rewatch, yeah,
and
you watch the details,
and, yeah.
the glances they exchange, the little
passive-aggressive
micro
aggressive comments.
Yeah, the microaggressions.
Like we just saw when she's like, I'm sober, and she's like, oh, great, that's awesome, you know, so happy for you. But it's just very obviously, you know, this kind of subtle passive-aggressive dig that, you know, these kind of teenage Gen Zers have a pattern of doing, you know.
And it's so like 1 minute or the other too, because like that whole exchange was awkward, but then like as soon as like it rains and they're pouring champagne, then they're all hugging and cheering and dancing together again. So it's so touch and go.
Yeah, I think that is exactly kind of the satire of this movie, is that, you know, you kind of have these tenuous high school friendships, whether it's like, you know, these probably 17, 18-year-old girls who are, you know, or however old they are. We don't really know if they're in high school or college, I guess. Are they in college, or are they, like, all full-grown adults? We don't really know kind of the range of the ages.
They're definitely
of these
college.
Guys. Yeah.
Because a couple of them mention.
Early 20s.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. This is early 20s, because that's why some of the friend group is kind of spread out a little bit
when
as
everybody's
well,
subconscious or self-conscious and just
like
hates
these,
everyone around them.
Yeah, like these are high school friends, but now since they are kind of branching out, there's, you know, fractured relationships in different ways. If you enjoyed this clip and want to hear the full episode, head on over to patreon.com/spectrecinema, where you will enter the Phantom Zone, a supernatural place housing all sorts of bonus goodies for any specters that want to help support the show financially. You will gain access to watching the watch list, full movie commentaries, as well as be able to participate in polls where you can pick a subgenre you want to hear us cover for a month, or become a producer and you can even pick a film that you want us to review on the main feed. If you cannot support us financially right now, it's all good. Just share our podcast with one of your spooky friends, as well as rate and review on your podcatcher of choice. But until next time, we'll be haunting you.